Citizens Resist Tyrannical Global Health Treaty. By Mark Anderson. In late May, some 20 lawmakers and citizen activists gathered outside Capitol Hill for a press conference where they called for an end to the scheming of the World Health Organization, which aims to finalize a world pandemic treaty no later than May of 2024. Those who gathered are also concerned about the WHO's parallel effort to update the pre-existing International Health Regulations, IHR, that were first established in 1969, updated in 2005, and are now being significantly modified in ways that, critics maintain, threaten the health autonomy of individuals and nation-states. At the press conference, U.S. Representative Mary Miller, Republican Illinois, stated, "Our hard-earned taxpayer dollars should not support a globalist organization that is controlled by China, undermines our national sovereignty, and threatens our rights," echoing the beliefs of colleagues and constituents. The press conference reflects a much welcome larger movement against the WHO, which, as part of the UN system, is based on communist-style doctrines that do not recognize God, nor the inherent, God-given rights of individuals and nation-states. The fact that several U.S. counties and states within the U.S. balked at many of the 2020-21 COVID restrictions, including human isolation and lockdown measures, evidently has irked a global medical establishment that, if given the power to micromanage the next pandemic with more centralized powers via a new treaty and beefed-up IHR, could institute an unprecedented level of despotism, all in the name of public health. The press conference happened around the time the WHO wrapped up its 76th World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland. Alex Newman, a New American Magazine writer, noted in a recent online post at Harbingers Daily that the main objective of this year's confab is to radically extend and centralize the WHO's power over healthcare and citizens under the guise of improving health and fighting future disease outbreaks in a coordinated global fashion. As Los Angeles-based WHO researcher James Roguski, who has kept a steady eye on the minute details of the WHO's treaty and IHR schemes, has told AFP, there is a two-tiered process under which the WHO appears intent on establishing healthcare tyranny. Amid spurious claims by globalist-oriented scientists and the fear-based mass media cartel that a potentially menacing bird flu is upon us and allegedly could explode at any time into a pandemic worse than COVID-19. First, Roguski noted, the WHO is pushing for a new international pandemic accord, even as it tries to avoid the word treaty, since it appears at this juncture that the pact will almost certainly fail to get the constitutionally required two-thirds supermajority vote in the U.S. Senate. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, has made some noteworthy efforts to make sure any WHO instrument on future pandemics is clearly defined as a treaty, so the Senate can exercise its advice and consent duties. Secondly, the IHR may have more teeth than the treaty, even while the treaty likely will get more attention. This strong potential of the treaty getting top billing, while the IHR lurk in the background, says Roguski, is something to urgently watch out for, since the IHR are being rather quietly modified in ways that could negate matters of individual medical choice and consent. Fighting back. The Sovereignty Coalition, according to Newman, has been formed to fight the WHO assault on self-government, and brings together a broad alliance of conservative leaders, organizations, and lawmakers united in the effort to preserve and restore national sovereignty. In fact, the coalition is calling for an American exit from the WHO entirely, Newman notes. Signatories include hundreds of America's most prominent conservative leaders as well as doctors and other medical professionals. Leading organizations in the medical freedom movement and the broader conservative movement also signed on. Roguski added, "Thousands of people around the world are working to expose the truth about the World Health Organization and to raise the awareness in their nations regarding the proposed pandemic treaty and the proposed amendments to the international health regulations that are currently being negotiated, as well as the amendments to the IHR which were adopted on May 27, 2022. And it's vitally important for AFP readers to take note that these tyrannical health measures can still be rejected by every nation on Earth, but only if action is taken before the end of November 2023. If significant feedback is not received by the WHO, the apparent silence will be interpreted as consent." Roguski, who openly invites concerned citizens to call him in California at 310-619-3055 for guidance on who to contact and how, also remarked on his Substack blog. The 194 member nations of the World Health Organization are making a fundamental error by conducting negotiations regarding a proposed pandemic treaty and proposed amendments to the international health regulations before an after-event review has been conducted to actually identify the lessons learned from the mistakes and COVID vaccine-related crimes of the past 3+ years. Mark Anderson is AFP's roving editor. He invites your thoughtful comments and story ideas at truthhound2@yahoo.com. Mark's radio show, Stop the Presses, runs at www.republicbroadcasting.org, Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.